Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies to Mountain Views. Y'all, you're back at it with P, and damn, it's pouring today out in these mountains. I know that wind chill factor in New York has been ridiculous, but I feel like some of that shit is coming now to the west. And yo, the weather lately has been wild as shit. Like, we were having like 80 degree days early January. Now I don't know what the fuck is happening. Like, last night was raining crazy, this morning was raining crazy, and we haven't seen rain out here since legit like pre-COVID. So fuck it, we're just enjoying it. I know I'm feeling like I'm back in New York, cozied up on the couch and shit like that. So fuck it, continue. You can let the rain continue on, and then we just continue getting those, you know, West Side sunshines. But everybody, I hope that we had a great week. I know it's definitely been all over the place with the inauguration and everything. It's definitely a time of change, and it's too early to tell what's really going to happen. It's one of those, like, we got to give it a chance. And from there, we'll definitely see, you know, what the fuck happens. And once again, like, it's just continuing to hold ourselves accountable, as well as, yo, we just got to go and get shit done and do what we got to do for ourselves, for our families, etc. But yeah, yo, like, it was dope. Like, I had a dope conversation with my sister because her birthday passed this week. So I'm definitely happy that she's enjoying, you know, her time doing her thing. And yo, it's crazy like how just time flies. Like, especially little sister, like, and I can't even call her little no more. Like, she's a grown woman. But that's always gonna be my homie. Like, but I was talking with my lady about it, and I'm just like, yo, it's just crazy how time flies, y'all. Like, you know, I don't have, you know, kids yet or nothing like that, but just seeing, you know, my younger sister grow up from, you know, from the day she was born, and just seeing how she, you know, how she is now. And it's just like, damn, like, yo, it's so dope just to see like that progress and evolution and growth in a person. So yo, like, it's, yeah, you just gotta celebrate your life. Yeah, y'all gotta enjoy each breath y'all take, enjoy each day, each minute, and yo, just make the best of it, y'all. So, going on for today's topic, I'm gonna get right into it, and we're gonna talk about motivation. And it's very interesting because I know that a lot of us use different type of motivations to, you know, get us ready, get us jump start. And I'm not here to tell y'all we don't need those things, because even I myself, I use different motivational techniques just to get myself pumped and get myself hyped. But today, for this specific topic, I want us to really think about motivation within ourselves and the things that we want to accomplish and the things that we want to complete. And even, you know, if you question yourselves and it's just like, yo, like, what really holds like yourself back from doing the things that you want to do, from gaining the things that you want, you know, and most importantly, just being as happy as you can? And I ask that because it's just one of those things on your mind that we don't realize at times when we end up saying that we want to do something or we want to focus on something, and just get easily distracted and forget about it or whatnot, then it just becomes a question of, was that something that we really wanted to do? Was that something that we really wanted to gain? You know, but then now, when I talk about that journey that we want to result in, you know, that fulfilling happiness, you know, my biggest question to all of y'all, my listeners and my supporters, is what truly motivates y'all to want to live and gain that fulfilling happiness, you know, that, and not that instant gratification type of happiness where it's temporary, where you know that, you know, you wanna, you know, you're working hard to win an award, or you're working hard to get that promotion, or, you know, is, you know, whatever your initial goal may be that gives you that, you like that initial temporary euphoria. But nah, I'm asking y'all, what motivates y'all to want to get to the position that you know you will be able to keep steady and continue to feel happy, continue to be happy, continue to see even more happiness down the road? Because I feel like a lot of us, we don't really realize that eventually within our own lives, with the kids that we have, the experiences and moments, everything within our lives, you know, what are we doing this for? You know, why are we going so hard in our lives to achieve the things that we want? You know, why? And it, I feel like at the end of the day, it all has to come down towards, you know, that residing feeling when you sit down, you look up at the sky, you take a breath, you smile, and it's just like, yo, like, I've done everything that I've wanted to do and more. I've accomplished so much and more. And, you know, it doesn't only have to be the things that you want. Like, we all have, like, subparts of different things that we want to accomplish. Or even if it's not, you know, in front of us at the moment, those subparts of things that once we achieve them or once we complete them, it's not like we have a negative emotion towards them. It's not like, oh, we did this for no reason. Nah, we continue to celebrate and we continue to appreciate the fact that, you know, we accomplished something, or that we got past or overcame something that, you know, was stressful or, you know, was taking over our lives. And we focus on how happy we are at the moment. But then once that moment is gone, or once the feeling, you know, is like, goes away, then it's like, then what? Now at that point is, what's next on your list? Or what else are you working towards to fulfill the happiness that you want? And this is a great topic, because this is definitely something that I've continued to work on myself and definitely working towards. But I know some of the things that I want and some of the things that I'm willing to work hard to be able to gain the fulfilling happiness that I want in my life. So I know sometimes we may not think like into the future like that, but it also helps just to give yourself an idea of where your journey might be going, whether you might have to take a step back, you might have to take a different route. You will never know until you set some type of idea in your mind on where you eventually want to end up, or where you just want to be in life by that time. Yeah. So as we continue on the topic of motivation, it's very interesting how there are so many different ways we can get motivated to do something, you know, whether it's internal, external, whatever. But as we continue to live our lives, You know, and as I was talking about it earlier, you know, we also have to just focus on our self-motivation and not necessarily looking for those external drives and sometimes even internal drives that makes us get up in the morning, that, you know, makes us go about our day, that helps change our mood, that helps us see a brighter day. So it's honestly just figuring out that why, you know, that why are, once again, why are you going so hard in the first place for something in particular? Why, you know, are you stressing yourself out to make sure that you reach something by a deadline or that, you know, you accomplish this specific goal that you have had on your mind for a while? And as we figure out that why, so many more doors are just going to continue to open up, because that's just going to lead into other opportunities and just other things that we wouldn't even have imagined. And that's why we just want to take advantage of that and just go for it, you know. And this is why that why is so important and essential, because it clears your mind. And it gives you that main focus on what you should really focus on. And then also, once you've accomplished that, it just continues to tell you, yo, focus on this or focus on that with those extra subparts on the side. Because I feel that just because we have one why does not mean that we shouldn't, you know, tackle on the other whys that get us so curious. You know, just because we're motivated for a certain why right now doesn't mean that tomorrow we might be motivated by another why, especially if it's piquing your curiosity. And it's just like, nah, like, you know, keep that in your pocket. Make sure you finish and accomplish what you first set out to do. But then go back to that extra why. And it's just like, yo, feed your curiosity and go for it. Like, hand in hand, I feel like the curiosity of your why automatically leads to the motivation for you to go get shit done. And, you know, and it doesn't sound like that hard, but I know that even for myself, like, especially during these COVID times, it was definitely interesting in focusing on what my why was, you know, because there was many times that I was definitely feeling unmotivated about so many things, and even, you know, this podcast. And it just got to the point where it was just like, yo, like, if you honestly enjoy doing this shit, if you honestly like what you're doing, you like being a part of what you are, then it's just like, yo, fuck that, continue. Like, that enjoyment alone is your motivation, you know, because without certain shit like that, you're just gonna feel, and I don't want to say feel lost, but you might just feel out of place. And it comes back to that why. Why are we doing this? Why are we going so hard for this? Why are we not going so hard for this? And once again, it just goes back to you. It goes back to what you truly want and what you truly want to strive for. But this is where I challenge every single one of y'all. And it's just honestly asking yourself, what is your why that keeps motivating you to obtain the fulfilling happiness that you want? And yo, whether you might have something now, whether you might not, is definitely one of those questions you just got to sit back and just truly think. And whether, you know, you start thinking about your family, your career, you know, even what you see yourself or where you really want to be in about 5 or 10 years. And all of these are okay. It's just coming down to just really defining to yourself, because once again, we are all different, but it's coming down to your own definition of what is your happiness, what truly makes you happy. What is truly going to keep you happy down the road? And, you know, and I know we honestly don't put that much focus into that just because we have 100 million things in the world that, you know, our focus is attending to or that we're just worrying about. But, yo, what? So, like, even once you take care of all of that shit that you're worrying about, at the end of the day, are you happy or are you not? If you are, yo, you ahead of the game. Like, you know, you're truly just focusing on the things that keeps your happiness afloat, for sure. But if you're not, then it's one of those things that, yo, you got to sit down and ask yourself, yo, why don't I feel happy? Or how come I'm not happy? And then from there, just realign your focus to where you do what you got to do, but you also focus on what's going to make you happy down the line. Because at the end of the day, like, we can do all of this stuff. We can be the richest of the richest. We can have everything that we want. But if we're not truly happy with all of that, are we truly living our life? So, before we wrap up today's episode, I definitely wanted to share a quick snippet of Amanda Gorman's poem that she recited at this year's inauguration. And congrats to her and salute to her for being the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history. That's pretty fucking fire. So, and then even just listening to what she was just saying, you felt it. Like, I don't care who you are, if you deny how powerful that poem was, yo, y'all straight bugging. But nah, man, she killed it, y'all. And I know what I really loved about it so much was just the power in her voice talking about unity and just healing. And that's something that I know we definitely have to focus on in America. So hopefully we are able to, you know, heal and unite, you know, for the future, for sure. But I definitely want to focus on the ending of her poem. And I think it just really correlates well with the aspect of motivation. And just a reminder, I'm just gonna mention the end of her poem. If you would like to go see and hear her poem again, it's definitely on YouTube. You can just type her name, Amanda Gorman, and you can write inauguration, or the name of her poem is called The Hill We Climb. But the ending of her poem went like this. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover. And every known nook of our nation and every corner called our country, our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge, battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light. If only we are brave enough to see it. If only we are brave enough to be it. Listen, y'all. That was an amazing poem. And it's crazy because I'm not a poem person. But after listening to her and then just kind of Googling like the text of it too, like, and just rereading it, yo, like, the impact that those words will make in the next few years is gonna be amazing when we see that turnout in the world, of course, you know, starting from America and then just expanding. But bringing it back to the aspect of motivation within ourselves, for there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Yo, and I want, like, for all my listeners, my supporters, I want y'all to take that last two lines, that ending for sure, and just think about that. Because we all know that. We all know when we see the light, we see results, we see the conclusion, we see all that shit just coming into fruition. And being able to then see ourselves happy, smiling, you know, feeling great, knowing that, yo, we're gonna be able to do this. We're gonna be able to accomplish this. We're gonna be able to get past this. And it's one of those, you know, just things we have to just keep our heads up. We gotta keep our spirits up. We gotta keep just continuing to elevate and be better. Because the moment that we can, like, just give ourselves that self-doubt, that's when we start questioning everything, but then also start questioning everything that doesn't even pertain to us. We have to continue to feel confident, be confident, and know that our why will always motivate us to get to the top or to accomplish what we want to accomplish, y'all. All right, y'all. Yo, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 3 of season 2. I can't wait to continue to give more content out here. Definitely in the next upcoming episodes, I might have in a special guest. So definitely continue to tune in and see who that guest might be. Definitely got a special episode for that. I hope everybody continues to have a great week this week. It's crazy how fast January is flying. But yo, 2021, y'all. Let's make it ours. This shit is gonna be fire, y'all. Talk to y'all next time.